Is it permitted for one to say the word shalom in a bathroom or a mikveh, such as to say the words shalom aleichem to a friend, or to simply call your friend who happens to be named shalom, or for a mother who's bathing her son whose name is shalom to say his name while in the bathroom? All this will be explored in this halacha. So the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, deals with the question of what is allowed to be said and not be said in a bathhouse. And it states that in the Cheder HaPnimi, the inner room, which refers to the shower room and the room of the mikveh where everyone is undressed, it is forbidden to say She'elas Shalem, to greet someone with the words Shalom Aleichem. And the reason for this is because Shalom is the name of God, as it states in the Pasuk in Shoftim chapter 6, verse 24, V'yikrulai Elikim Shalem, and they called him God Shalem. And it is forbidden to mention God, or the name of God, in a bathhouse in this area. However, in the changing room of a bathhouse, where many people are dressed and many are undressed, it is permitted to say the word Shalem in that area, such as to say Shalom Aleichem. This ruling of the Gemara is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 84, halacha 1, both in the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in that chapter. Now, although it does not state the law regarding a bathroom, it is understood that the same halacha applies regarding a bathroom as well, as a bathroom in halacha is viewed more severely and is considered to contain greater filth than a bathhouse. And if it's forbidden to say shalom in the inner room of a bathhouse, and all the more so is it forbidden to say it in a bathroom. And so is the practical halacha that it's forbidden to say shalom in a bathroom, such as shalom aleichem, and so rules the Magen Avram, the Mishneh Berurah, and the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's forbidden for one to say shalom also in filthy alleyways, of which a bathroom is no different. Now let's discuss the question regarding saying the word shalom when the intent is to call someone's name. So we find in this regard a dispute amongst the Paiskim. Some Paiskim hold that the entire prohibition against saying the word shalom is only when you intend for the concept of peace in the name of God. But when you're simply calling someone's name and there's no intent for any godly matter involved in this name, then it's completely permitted. So is the opinion of the Taz in chapter 84, and his opinion is brought and recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, as well as the Mishneh Berurah. However, many other Paiskim rule that the prohibition against saying the word Shalem is an intrinsic prohibition to the word, irrelevant of intent. And therefore, even if your intent is simply to call your friend whose name happens to be Shalem, if you're in the inner room of a bathhouse, by the mikveh, by the shower, in a bathroom, it is forbidden to call him by his name, and rather you need to call him in a foreign language, such as peace. So is the first opinion recorded in the Alter Rebbe, and this is the opinion of the Magen Avram, the Bach, the Knesset HaGdol, the Pri Chodesh, and other Achreinim. Nonetheless, the vast majority of the Achreinim conclude like the opinion of the Taz, who permits saying it. So rules the Elia Rabbo, the Brif, and therefore practically the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch concludes, and so concludes the Mishneh Berurah, that one is allowed to be lenient in this matter. The Alter Rebbe states that regarding a dispute in a rabbinical prohibition, one is allowed to be lenient, and that so is the custom to allow calling people's names in a bathhouse or in a bathroom, even if their name is Shalom. So according to this, a mother does not need to be careful against calling her son's name Shalom while she's in the bathroom or inside the shower, giving him a bath. Nonetheless, the Chaye Adam, the Mishneh Berurah, and other Achreinim conclude that it is proper for a God-fearing Jew to be stringent in this and not say the name in full, but rather to say Shalom without a mem, or say Shalom with a nun and not a mem, or say Salim with a sin and not a shin, or call him by a nickname such as Shali, Shilim, Shulim, just not to say the actual word. And so to summarize, it is forbidden to say the word shalom in a bathroom or shower room of a bathhouse or mikveh, although one may be lenient to do so whenever his intent is not for the sake of saying the name of God, which is peace, but for the sake of calling a friend or a child whose name is shalom. Nevertheless, even in such a case, it is best to initially avoid the above and not say his name in full, and rather say shaloi, shalon, shuli, or salim, etc. Now, regarding if one may say the word shalom in a sentence when the context is to describe peace between two people, or two nations, such as to say that one of the Arab nations made shalom with Israel. So the Achrenim write that it is permitted to do so, being that when the intent is not God's name, but just the word peace in the language, then it doesn't have any holy connotation. Nonetheless, based on the stringent opinion above, it would seem that here too it would be proper to initially avoid saying the proper name, and rather not say it with the mem or say it with the nun, etc., as we said before. Now, regarding when we say the word peace in English, such as to say in a sentence that they're living in peace. So since the intent is not to say Hashem's name, it is clear from the Poskim that it is permitted to be said, as even the stringent opinion who forbids calling someone's name whose name is Shalem permits saying his name in a different language. However, if one's intent in saying the word peace is for the name of Hashem, then even if he's saying it in English, it doesn't help and he's not allowed to say it.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.